to you, baby. Come on.
Hello. How are you doing? You doing good?
You want to try bukkake? Like, I don't want to try it. Like, I just want to, like, witness. This is a good start.
It feels good.
It feels good.
Not the bukkake, but this episode.
Didn't feel bad.
I've heard the bukkake might feel good. I don't know. Depends on how you feel about facials.
Yeah, it depends on who is the start and who's the...
Who's giving, who's receiving.
Yeah. Taker and giver.
Giveth and he will take it.
Yep.
There we go. That's what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
DV. What's today?
We're here. It's close to Father's Day. I don't know. But is it Father's Day?
Almost.
It's close.
What?
Soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Is it tomorrow?
June 21st.
June 21st. Oh, fuck me.
When this airs, it might be tomorrow.
Yeah. That's why we're here today. We're here to pay respects
to
all the great fathers.
Papa Bears.
Happy Father's Day.
Sure.
Or, sorry for your loss, depending on who's listening. I'm assuming that a Kardashian or a Jenner might be listening right now. So
right.
Sorry to hear about your
Double
situation.
Mother's Day.
Right? Extra. Yeah, definitely. I want every Jenner.
Yep.
Or Kardashian.
So do I.
Yeah. I want them all to know.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You like them all?
Yeah.
Do you?
Even brutes.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I want every last one of them to know if they ever, and I mean ever, need someone to call daddy.
Sure.
Ski Ray is here. 100%. I really am happy for Bruce, though.
Sure.
That he can be himself.
Right.
You know, at the same time, I feel bad for his wives. And family.
Right.
You know, it's got to be tough to deal with, you know, what's going on.
Right.
So I want to kind of lighten the situation, lighten the mood.
Okay.
Just poke some fun at it.
Poke some fun, yeah.
I mean, he does the same thing I saw in an interview.
Sure.
He was poking fun at himself, Bruce Jenner.
Sure.
The other day, he was showing off his pink toenails. Okay.
So I did, yeah.
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 You saw that too?
Yeah.
It wasn't the best.
It wasn't, yeah.
Or his... It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
So.
It was like a giant goddamn Tootsie Pop.
I think the weirdest part was like, it was like pretty good. Like
yeah.
You did a good job. It was like, why are you so good at it, you dick?
Yeah. Definitely. So, I mean, if Bruce Jenner himself can have a sense of humor about all of this, goddamn it, so can I.
Right.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm thinking this is what he should do.
Sure.
He should get his dick stuck in a windowsill or something.
Right.
Just for old time's sake.
Right.
One last time, baby.
How'd you get the beans about Frank?
Right.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, he's transitioning into a woman.
Mm.
So the old twig and berries.
Yeah.
At some point is about to be non-existent.
Penis and balls. Is he cutting those things off?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
I mean, that's what I heard.
Oh.
From what I know, May 8th, 2016
is
circled on his calendar in red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for those who don't know,
right,
May 8th, 2016 is the next Mother's Day.
That's a long time.
I've watched the Kardashians embarrassingly for the last 10 years. Their TV show.
Yeah.
Everything that happens on the TV is real, as we all know.
Right.
So I can confidently say...
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on TV.
The internet?
Right. Yeah. I can say without a doubt...
Yep.
...that Bruce was a great dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what color his eyeshadow was. Okay.
Teal.
There was
some. Right.
It was teal.
He raised like 4 kids that weren't even his.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On this Father's Day, sir.
Yeah.
This day is for you. We salute you.
Sir, loose quotations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's a fucking celebration. You, sir, are the real fucking MVP.
Right.
We love you, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you're about to be, we're probably going to love that shit too, especially Lamar Odom. What are we drinking today, though, in the audio cave? We're drinking Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice.
That's happening right now.
Okay.
Also, we're going to go ahead and keep a seat open in the audio cave today.
Sure.
Just in case Bruce stops by.
He will stop by.
We're pretty popular on the tunes of I.
Yeah.
He might be listening. He might want to, you know, come through.
Tune device iTunes.
It's, I mean, it's rude to have a lady standing, so sure. Bruce will always have a seat in the audience.
He's got an open seat.
Name, who are some other great dads in history that we can think of?
Great dads?
Yeah, I got a couple.
You got a couple?
Yeah, yeah. You know who else is a great dad? Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin's a good dad.
He is a great dad.
I had something to say. Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Peter Griffin, when he thought he was dying one time, mm-hmm. so he wrote letters to everyone in his family.
Right.
Meg, his daughter, yeah. The letter goes,
right.
Dear Meg, for the first 9 years of your life, I thought you were a house cat. That's a great dad.
It's a good dad.
Good dad. Good dad.
Who's another one?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Yeah. Bob Saget. You know, he had sex with some of his...
Stephanie.
Yes, yeah, Stephanie.
So, did he? Yeah. So he's a great dad.
He's a great dad. Okay. He's a good dad on screen.
Full
off
house. Screen.
Who's the guy that was showing off his... Schlanger and the little kids.
Is that Seventh Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a good dad.
Seventh Heaven guy?
Pastor dad.
He was a good dad. Yeah,
he's a good dad. Good guy. Yeah. Solid dude. I saw like four seasons of him. He's really good.
Yeah. Bill Cosby, very good guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got another one. Yeah,
you got one?
I'm going to go off that.
Yep.
You know who's a good dad?
Who?
Dr. Huxtable.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Super good guy.
You may not have heard about him being a good dad, but that's how he likes it.
Yeah. You were sleeping.
I have no idea.
You had no idea.
I got another dad for you.
Do you have one?
Yep. And I bet you it's the same one that you're thinking of.
Go ahead.
Jim Bob Duggar.
He was a great dad.
It's funny because of the situation.
Yeah. He's the best of dads.
So good.
He's got 19 kids.
Yeah. And counting.
19 goddamn children.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the more kids you have, the better dad that you are.
Obviously.
So with that being the criteria.
Yep.
I have some 20-year-old black friends who are the best fucking dads ever. Dads don't get the credit that they deserve, sure. I feel like
they get a lot of shirts that says world's greatest.
Yeah, dad. I mean, just in general. I mean, history shows Jesus was everyone's father.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He was the best dude.
Yeah.
Nicest, laid-back dude that you'd ever fucking meet.
Right. Lush, though.
You know
turned
what we
water
did?
Water into wine.
Yeah, you know what we did?
What?
Fucking stabbed him.
Cut him up into pieces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking Jesus. That's what we did to him. The best dad ever.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Kanye. Yeah. Gotcha.
Stepdads get it even worse, though.
Sure.
Stepdads is like, it's like Reebok.
Yeah.
No matter how hard they try, they will never be Nike.
Right. You put them on your foot.
Yeah.
They have the comfort.
Right.
But they don't have the Nike sign.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do all the work.
Yeah, yeah. Stepdads is just bad. I was actually Reebok, a.k.a. a stepdad for a brief time in my life.
Sure.
Very brief time.
Right.
My ex-fiance and I. She had a son.
Okay.
So that
usually entails with the stepdad.
There we go.
Okay.
Connecting the dots there.
Yep.
It was a real tough position to play. No one really tells you what you're getting into.
Sure.
Okay. So it goes, this is the ranking. It goes stepfather.
Right.
NFL quarterback.
Okay.
U.S. president.
Sure.
In that order.
In that order.
on toughest position to play.
Yeah. Damn.
Stepdad is difficult.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just always like caught off guard in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking past your stepson in the hall. You know, it's like seeing an owl. It doesn't matter how many fucking owls you've seen in your life.
You stare every
time. Every time you see an owl, you're like, it's a fucking owl.
Look at that majestic beast.
Right?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Stepdad, biological dad.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit about dads.
Papa bears.
How many times have you saw a famous person, after they score a touchdown, say, hi, dad, don't worry, I'll wait.
Love you, Dad. Yeah. Nope.
Never seen that.
Nope.
Not once.
Nope.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
It's weird.
Not a once.
Here's another question.
Yep.
Did Tupac write a song called Dear Daddy? Or was it called Dear Mama?
Sure the fuck didn't.
Wonder what that's about. You
his
kiss...
mom, probably.
Might have been.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah. You kiss your mom on the cheek in public.
Sure.
Nobody...
I don't do that.
Well, as a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody thinks twice.
Yeah.
Kiss your dad on the cheek in public, and you might as well
watch that guy.
You might as well be groping your fucking cousin.
You watch that fucking guy.
Without a doubt. It's disgusting to kiss your dad.
Yuckies.
There is no emotion
that
you can give through a kiss.
Yeah.
That's as fucking... makes as much sense as just a strong handshake.
Right.
To a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a 300 handshake.
Absolutely.
Like you're grabbing like, what is this? Forearm. I couldn't remember the word.
With a man. Yeah. Or what about that strong hug with like the deep belching man laughs and the back slaps?
It's two slaps. Yeah. Good job.
And then you're like, yeah, this guy's serious.
Yeah.
That's a bromance when you get two back slaps.
Honestly, what Royce da Cabo just did, I think I just hugged Tim Allen.
Give me a memory that you have from your childhood.
Sure.
Of your dad that you'll always remember.
Him teaching me how to catch a football.
Really?
He just throws it in my face as hard as he could.
Okay.
After three times in the face, I learned to catch.
He's like 3 years old.
That's a true story, by the way.
Your dad's a good man. Your dad is a good man. I'll never forget my dad coming into the kitchen after I had a crazy night.
Okay.
He slipped and fell on a used condom of mine.
True story!
Allegedly. Just think about how perfectly placed that bad boy had to have been.
You literally placed that banana peel
right
the second time around. Yeah, I got you.
If that's not an IED, I don't know what the fuck is.
Too bad she didn't have an IUD.
Okay, all right. So my IED that I left for my father in the kitchen, it got there because I apparently stumbled into the house late at night. Mm-hmm. And my goddamn condom slipped and fell off my shit.
Wait, and you kept the condom on?
Yeah, right. It went down my pant leg.
Okay.
So
no feeling in the legs then.
None.
Okay.
None drunk.
Yeah.
This has been a good nut.
Yeah. This is the best nut.
Some loose jeans.
Yeah. I have a pet peeve that when I leave a girl's house, I always take my condom with me.
Well, that's smart.
It just makes for a stronger exit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I can be like, all right, I'm leaving. And I'm taking the kids with me. I get why women do that. That shit is powerful.
Sure.
To be able to say that.
It's like slamming the phone down. You can't
do that.
Yeah, you're
right.
Like, click hard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
But really, for realsies though, I just don't trust anyone at all. What are your plans for this coming up Father's Day this year?
I'm nothing. I'm probably going to practice.
You see how loved dads are? Yeah. No plans.
No.
What do you mean? Father's Day? Not a goddamn sleeping.
I'll send him a text and be like, good job, dick.
Seriously. I'm a father myself.
You are.
Okay. My plans for Father's Day, I would just love if I could do a whole lot of nothing. And I do mean nothing. Just couch sitting, deep dick scratching.
Right.
You know, the one that sounds like you're raking rocks.
Real deep. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're fucking...
And it's not like you're like moving... You're moving all of the rocks.
Yeah. Your eye twitches.
Yeah.
You contemplate... Shakes. Yeah, you contemplate showering because it's the third quarter and the Lakers are down by three.
Right.
And that's what I want for Father's Day, so...
You want the Lakers to be down by three.
I want to be down by three and I just want to think like, damn, like... Should I stay or should I take a shower? I'm gonna fucking stay.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
You know what else I wanna do?
What?
I just wanna eat chili. I wanna read a newspaper on the shitter.
Yeah.
I wanna eat breakfast.
Wait,
and then...
You wanna eat chili and read the newspaper while pooping?
Papal. Yeah. All of that.
I said papal.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Okay.
I wanna eat gross. Yeah, I wanna eat breakfast and throw down my dirty plate in the sink.
Oh.
And I'm not putting that shit in the dishwasher either.
No, nobody does.
I'm not washing it because I'm
soak it for a day.
I'm a goddamn man.
Yes.
I wanna eat Doritos in the bed.
Yeah.
I wanna cross my leg and rub my foots together.
Right.
That's what the fuck I wanna do for Father's Day.
Cross your leg and rub your foots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cross your foots and then you like give them the rub where you're like a cricket and you're like That's what old fathers do.
Yeah,
there's so much dead skin in the bottom of my head right now.
Yeah.
Cricket leg.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody cricket wants leg. That
I like
life. That.
Yeah, I like that. I hope hashtag cricket leg comes in saying.
Fucking Jiminy Cricket ass. Fucking Father's Day. What do you think? How do you think Bruce actually? Because this episode is the Bruce Jenner.
It is.
Episode. We're celebrating Bruce. Bruce is a great father.
He is.
Jokes aside, that motherfucker's a great dad.
He made them attractive.
He made them successful.
Yeah.
So he did.
Yeah.
He added a name.
Yeah.
He produced the porno.
Mm.
Boom. There you go. Multi-millions.
It was a good porno.
It was good.
Yeah.
I watch it regularly.
I've seen it. I saw it today.
Did you watch it today?
I watched it today.
I want to know, what do you think Bruce is going to celebrate this year's Father's Day like?
I feel like he's going to like do right in the middle. Like what day's Father's Day? Like the 21st, right?
And then
May 6th is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, he's probably doing it like May 30th.
In between?
Yeah.
I can see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I was going to think, because I'm thinking the same kind of thing. Can you imagine how pissed he was all these Father's Days?
Right.
Getting the typical, a presence of a tie.
Right.
Cufflinks.
Right.
You know what I mean? All this time, all he wanted was to open on Father's Day.
What?
A pair of pantyhose.
One pair.
That's all the fuck he wanted. Pantyhose. Could all have been so simple. We may not be down the road we are now if he would have just got some fucking pantyhose.
Right.
But
some pink polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pink polish.
Yeah.
You know what else I want him to do?
What?
Please pose for a fucking Sports Illustrated swimsuit incident.
That's would you buy it? Honestly, would you buy it?
Yes.
I'd buy it too.
Twice.
You'd buy two of them?
Yeah.
Well, the first one's probably going to be all sticky.
Well, yeah, that one. And then let's throw that one away.
Obviously.
Is that what you would use yours for?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How's he gonna handle the whole fucking pee thing now?
You say sitting down or like standing up?
Yeah, I mean, if we want to fucking be classy about it, I know some classy ladies. All right. And one thing that they all have in common is they piss sitting down.
Right.
So I hope he wears a dress and still pisses at public urinals. Could you just imagine?
Lifts it up.
Yeah. Could you imagine being at a goddamn urinal next to a gigantic man woman in a dress? That's a Saturday night, baby.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. That's the ultimate office story, if you think about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Nobody's weekend bullshit is topping that around the water cooler. Absolutely. Oh, hey, Jim. So what did you do this weekend? Oh, you bought a car, did you? Is that what the fuck you did? Oh, cool. You went on a vacation to Europe? Go fuck yourself because I stood next to a woman with a man dick and she pissed.
A real prominent dick.
She even shook it twice because she's a fucking pro.
Two times.
And she was on a Wheaties box. She was on the Wheaties box.
Are people forgetting how good looking Bruce Jenner was?
He was young. Beautiful.
He was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will he continue to fart in public as a woman?
No.
Absolutely.
No, he won't.
Yeah. You don't think so?
He's busting ass.
He's going to go.
I mean, women farting to me is just unacceptable.
Nope.
There is no circumstance where I feel that you can be a dainty woman and justify ass pooting.
Yeah. Right.
Only when you're dainty, though. Pootuses. Because if a woman is 165 or more,
right.
Well, you're 3/4 of a man any goddamn way.
Bingo.
So go ahead and just let that bitch rip.
Destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lost your sexy 30 pounds ago, bitch, so.
Sure.
Go ahead and just fucking fart.
30 pounds.
A bag of dog.
Yeah, she has other pressing issues than to be worrying about her fragrance.
Sure.
Yeah. The next Super Bowl, what? I want to know, is Bruce, is he only going to watch the halftime show?
Yeah, he's going to watch the halftime show, yeah.
Yeah, when Lady Gaga, you know, brought out the fucking sharks in the past Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not watching the game.
Yeah, when they brought those sharks out, he lost his fucking shit. Bruce Jenner, I mean, he was the man of the house.
Yeah.
There were no other men there. I mean, yeah. There was Rob.
There was Chloe.
But Rob. Chloe's my favorite now.
She's looking real
she's
solid.
She's the best looking man in that house.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yeah, I'm liking that too.
Me too.
In a homosexual
in way. A, yeah, like she's probably got a bigger wiener than I do.
For sure.
Don't care.
I want to know, though. I wonder if his barbecuing duties have been relinquished from him.
Right, yeah.
Like, do you think he's been demoted to desserts?
Yeah.
Cakes, custards, you know, that type of shit.
Yeah.
There's always that nice aunt. That brings the fucking weird dessert to the barbecue.
Nobody likes. Yeah.
Nobody likes it. Yeah. I have that one aunt who always brings the fucking weird ass casserole to Thanksgiving. She was demoted to pie duty recently.
Casserole pie.
Absolutely. Casserole pie. We're reminded every year, actually, of this goddamn my aunt that comes over. We're reminded every year. Why did Jamal have to go off and marry a white girl?
I mean, is casserole a white thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%.
So white.
Oh, I didn't know that. Honestly, I thought it was a black thing.
Yeah. No.
No.
It was a trade-off since
like Southern food. Those are the casserole.
That's how I think of.
Nope. It was a trade-off because, you know, their marriage, you know, Jamal's FICO score was through the roof ever since he fucking married her. So.
It got so good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good by association.
If your dad came out as a woman,
yep.
What would be the first thing you asked him?
I don't know. I literally don't know. That'd be weird.
Would it be weird?
Yeah.
Like, too weird to where, like, you couldn't get over it?
Well, he has a beard. I'd be like... You gonna keep that?
Laser hair. Ideal image.
Yeah.
Are you the girl?
Okay. All right. My first question would be, really, motherfucker? Like, you're something else. Like, what the fuck was all of that man shit when I was growing up about talking about man up? Man up? What the fuck? You man up, motherfucker? That makes no sense.
You want to be a girl? Man up. I got you.
And also,
yep.
What no one's talking about during this entire fucking situation.
Yep.
Does Kris Jenner have baby mama drama now?
Baby mama drama.
Ooh, I bet she does.
Kris Jenner is a baby mama and has baby mama drama.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah.
Baby mama drama.
That bitch is cool.
Yeah. She's got so much baby mama drama.
She's so fucking cool.
So exciting.
When you thought that she couldn't get any cooler.
Right.
Just came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kris Jenner in real life Stifler's mom?
Absolutely.
I would. I don't know if she's Stifler's mom, but I would.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, I would, like, there's a dog in this room right now that's
she's looking real good.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, Pooty, you missed out on some things.
I did.
Being with your wife since third period lunch in seventh grade, you fucking nerd.
Yeah.
I've actually been with a Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Or a MILF mm-hmm. mom I'd like to fuck. I told a story mom, yep. a while back saying that I slept with a black chick.
Yep.
And she had a giant metal industrial-sized fan in her room.
Right.
You know, remember that story?
The oscillating fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was her. That was the MILF.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The fan was so intimidating. All I could think about, because she was married, was, man, what profession is her husband in for him to be so needing of this big-ass fan? When he gets home, he's so fucking hot.
He's a goddamn construction worker.
He's probably a coal miner.
Yeah.
Goddamn firefighter.
Sure.
He works in a welding factory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a sign flipper. I'm not really sure. You know what I mean?
I have one question.
For me?
Yep.
Go for
nope,
it.
Nope. For somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Any advice for first-time dads?
You're asking
I'm not a dad. Well, I have a dog, but I am not a dad.
Uh-huh.
So.
You're not a human dad.
No, not a human dad.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yep.
I would say my advice for first-time dads would be double bag it next time. They do say that causes more friction with the double condoms, but I feel like
that you
never know until you try.
If you double everything,
uh-huh.
double lube, double bag,
yeah.
you're fine.
You're good.
Yeah, I feel like that works.
Science.
Two of anything can't be a bad thing.
Bingo, except for penises.
Mm. Or men. Two yep. men is...
Yeah.
In
yeah.
What's that? A devil's threesome? Two devil's men, threesome. One woman,
yep.
What is it with two women, one man?
Awesome.
I like that. Well, let's go to a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, let's have this devil's threesome.
There we go, deep
V. Just give me three guys.
I like it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Back from break.
Yep.
The devil's threesome wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst. It was a triple devil threesome.
It wasn't the best, though.
Yep.
My ass hurts.
Who was the girl?
I was the boy.
Well, for Father's Day, I want to do something here.
Yep.
Give me some women that you wouldn't mind calling you daddy for our first-time segment.
Yep.
Called Who's Your Daddy?
I'm going to ask you one question real fast.
Okay.
Is this... Who would I want to raise as a child? Like, so they'd be like, hey, daddy. Nope. Or like... The daddy in the good time.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, I'll start it off then.
You start it off because I'm going crazy with mine.
We're
going
to go with, you know who I wouldn't mind calling me daddy?
Who?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, me neither.
I love Nicki.
Me too.
Yeah, she gets a lot of shit. You know, people saying that her ass is fake.
Yeah, well literally. Shit, ass, fake, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, people saying her ass is fake, guess what?
What?
I don't fucking care.
Don't care.
I don't fucking care if it's some kind of optical illusion ass. I don't care if it's
There's smears everywhere.
I don't care if it's a leased ass. I don't care if it's financed. That ass is triumphant. Okay?
It's pretty nice.
I want to know all about that ass.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows Megan Fox is already number one. So I'm going to put that as a lock.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm going real crazy here.
Who?
Serena Williams.
You want Serena Williams to call you daddy?
Yeah. You know, everybody looked up like, what the hell? Yeah, exactly. See, I'm not a fan of Serena. You know this.
I love Serena.
But she's very muscular.
Uh-huh.
And more muscular than I am. I'd like to dominate that.
Okay, that's like winning in one-on-one against MJ.
Exactly.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yep.
I got another woman who I wouldn't mind calling me daddy. Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. I would.
She's got...
It's kind of Serena Williams.
Well, she's just got so much pain in her life.
Yeah.
So much pain.
Right.
And ass. I just feel like she needs a real nigga in her life.
She's looking real solid right now.
Did I mention she's got so much ass? I may not be able to buy her a house.
Right.
But I'll get that ass...
A house.
A fully loaded... I'll get that ass a fully loaded Altima. With all the fixings. Air conditioning.
A brand new one?
AM, FM radio.
Like an 07 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Glove compartment.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her a goddamn horn.
A glove compartment.
A license plate.
A glove compartment?
Yeah.
And a license plate.
Yeah.
Just making this car legal. That's all we're doing.
Khloe Kardashian, call me.
I got one. Ready?
Here we go.
Michelle Obama. Yeah, I think everybody would, honestly.
Before being lotioned or after?
Doesn't matter.
Ooh.
Cherry lotion or jerky?
I'm double bagging it and double lubing it.
Why are you double bagging that?
I don't want a kid right now.
I'm trying to say sorry, and then Obama can sort that shit out later.
Obamacare.
That's what it's for, right?
That's what it is, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah, yeah. I got one.
Yep.
Sharon Osbourne.
That's a good one.
What?
You are goddamn right. Daddy, hearing the name Daddy in that old racist-ass accent that she has?
Right.
Be honest.
Yeah.
She has a hot, old-ass vampire kind of vibe going to her.
Very vampire-y.
Yeah, yeah. All the Blade sequels, she's still alive.
She was the one that the Blade director called to ask, like, is this factual? Is this pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be, was that a quarter century old? She's held up well.
She's not 25 years old.
No. To be three-fourths of a century old. To be three-quarters.
Yeah.
She's so many quarters.
She's a quarter with one of her two. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one.
She's a 67 Mustang in mint condition. She's got lots of value there.
Solid.
Yeah.
Less than 100,000 miles.
Yeah. You got one?
My last one.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Jenner?
You want him to call you daddy?
Wouldn't you guys? Like, just to say, like, you had sex with Bruce Jenner?
I mean, to hear, yeah. I mean, I guess, in right. like, my...
Oh, daddy. Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
For me.
Me too.
I like deep voice women.
Me too, with a prominent dick.
let's change it. Let's do it in reverse.
A forehead like a movie theater. What?
Let's name some ugly celebrities
and
something that I like to call... Who's that nigga's daddy?
I'm probably not going to call it that name.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the reasons.
Okay.
But you can for me.
All right.
You want me to go first or you first?
You go first.
I'll go first.
Yep. First person that I'd like to know who's that nigga's daddy.
Okay.
Adam Sandler is one of the most overlooked ugly celebrities that I've ever known in my life.
Not an attractive man.
Not at all. He looks like Buzz Lightyear took his spacesuit off and was like... Fuck this. I want to be a real boy.
He really does look like Buzz Lightyear, by the way.
He does.
Yeah, except like less muscly and stupid.
Yeah. He looks like the thing on the fast food menu where you're like, who the fuck is eating this late at night? A lamb burger with ketchup sounds awful. That's Adam Sandler.
A lamb burger.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, who is that nigga's daddy? You got one?
Benjamin Cumberbatch.
Who is that?
He's the bad guy in Star Trek.
Oh, with the ears.
He's also Sherlock. Yeah, that guy with the voice. Every chick's like, I want some of that. He's so ugly.
Yeah, you know what? Do me a favor.
Cumberbatch, exactly. There you go.
Mike, could you tell me who's that nigga's daddy?
Benjamin Cumberbatch?
The ugliest motherfucker.
He's so ugly.
Yeah. I got one.
You got one?
Yeah. Greg Popovich.
Yeah, he's not attractive, but he's got a lot of rings. I like him.
He does have a lot of rings.
Yeah.
That's for people who don't know the San Antonio Spurs head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Holy hell.
Right.
He has so many bumps on his face.
Yeah.
I bet it's some sort of secret cursive braille code that only Stevie Wonder and Denzel Washington in the Book of Eli can break.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. His face looks like every time he sees his mom, She says, "See? Look what you did! I told you not to stand next to me while I'm boiling some water." That's what she looks like.
Yep.
Greg Popovich, who is that nigga's daddy? You got one?
James McAvoy. Also another, you guys, no, nothing? No, 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 okay. He's also another one that chicks like a lot of.
Really?
In Wanted. Nothing?
Bendy Bullet Guy.
Yep.
Bendy Bullet?
British dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
British okay, dude. He was
X-Men.
X-Men, yeah.
Exactly.
Charles Xavier.
Very ugly.
In Days Before Futures Past.
But he looks like Snoopy.
Yeah.
He does look like Snoopy.
He does look intelligent, though.
Yeah.
He looks like he really values education.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
I like that, yeah.
I like him, too.
Yep.
What about, I got Derrick Rose. I want to know who that nigga's daddy is.
Yeah.
Because people sure are forgiving.
Right.
When you can dribble a goddamn basketball.
He can dribble so good, though.
Even God, apparently. What up, Magic Johnson?
Yeah. Wait, is Magic Johnson God?
He was forgiving. God was forgiving to Magic Johnson because he dribbled a basketball. You know so. Who has AIDS?
Yeah.
Not Magic Johnson anymore.
I think it's just HIV. That's fine.
He's like, go Lakers. Yeah. So. But nobody talks about Derrick Rose
and
his goddamn eyebrows.
Right.
Why do they look like they're the fucking in remission from a couple rounds of chemo?
Yeah. It's not attractive.
His eyebrows look like they have leukemia.
Yeah.
What the fuck is...
They're very, very large.
They're really, really weird. And they've got like spaces missing where there's no hair.
I'm looking at it.
They just look like
spaces missing, yeah.
Just Walter White ass fucking Breaking Bad eyebrows.
Right.
Derrick Rose, who is that nigga's daddy? You got another one?
Kanye West.
Whoa.
Okay. Have you actually looked at his face?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's burrow punchy. It's like,
yeah. Punch, punch, punch.
Punch, punch.
Exactly. He's got like I know like he was shot in the face a few times or whatever. Yeah. But it looks like he has like 47 teeth on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Yeah. Like a fucking shark.
How many teeth do people have?
32.
Is it 32?
It's
32. 16?
Yeah.
All in your mouth.
Are we sure?
Oh.
32 teeth.
I have 36.
That's what everybody's saying here? 32 teeth?
36.
I have 36.
I don't know. I think 36.
How many
I have
teeth 36. Do you have?
Is this a Google moment?
How many teeth do you have?
Hold on. I have 36. I have 36 because I still have my
your wisdom teeth.
My wisdom teeth.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Nobody has their wisdom teeth anymore.
How many teeth do you guys have?
These are usable.
Everybody has their finger in their mouth counting right now. 30? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count 30. I only have 20 fingers and toes.
People are literally counting.
They're legitimately.
You have 32?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 32.
I have 36. Because I'm a goddamn man.
What do we got here?
Some fucking shark.
Yeah. What do we got?
I'm just
counting 26. 26?
Whoa!
What?
Lay off the soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. The baking soda. Yeah, matter of fact, we need to address this 26 tooth motherfucker. So let's
with an F.
Quick dentist break. And we'll be right back. Dennis break. Be right back.
Dennis.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Back from break.
Yep.
Mike Sir Pootie-Tang has something to admit.
I have 32 teeth. I have 32 tooths. 28 is the norm.
Yep.
I have 32.
After wisdom teeth.
Yep.
28 is the typical.
Right. I brought the abacus out. I counted.
You carried the one twice.
I did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
I can't math.
Obama.
God damn it.
I don't math very well.
I can't math.
Yeah. Back from the break, though, we're here with a different segment.
Yep.
It's called Bruce on the Loose.
Bruce on the Roost.
Yeah. Bruce on the Loose. As we bid farewell to the man we once knew as Bruce Jenner.
Yep.
We look back at the life that had no appreciation for urinals. No, but seriously.
He's going to miss those fucking urinals.
Yeah. Like when he fully finishes becoming a woman.
Yeah.
Hair, clothes, nails, vacuum. What public bathroom does he go in?
That's a good... Probably girls.
In the girls?
Yeah.
I think so.
Here's a better question.
Yeah.
Is he going to be attractive? I'm saying when it's all
could
said
be.
And done.
No.
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, he is a Jenner. And he Kylie is a Jenner. And Kendall are fucking yeah. underage.
He is a Jenner. No, Kendall's fine.
Kendall's good?
Kylie's underage for just a couple more months, so we're good.
So we're good to go till then?
We're good until later.
All right, so we can, like, I can date her.
Tiger doesn't fucking care.
He sure doesn't. Sure.
Nope.
Not at all. Fucking creep.
I don't care if Tiger cares.
If he doesn't care, I shouldn't care.
Nope.
Tiger? I'm sure Tiger doesn't.
I said Tiger.
Tiger.
Tiger. Tiger. Yeah. But Tiger probably doesn't care either.
Yeah. Tiger Woods doesn't
Tiger care. Woods would not yeah, fucking care at all. Yeah.
Tiger doesn't care about anything.
He's like, do this cocaine off my
apparently he doesn't care about golf anymore. When's the last time he won?
Nope.
Never.
Wow.
Right?
Ride the kisser.
Ride the kisser.
Power in the kisser.
Do you think Bruce Jenner's into like the whole bubble bath kind of scene?
Oh, 100%.
You think
he
so?
He painted his nails pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. He definitely likes his bubble baths.
When's the last time you had a bubble bath?
I can't even remember the last time I had a bath. That's just fucking weird.
Yeah?
I don't like seeing my wiener like float around like a fucking mini eel.
Yeah. I'm going to say the last time I took a bath, I was probably eight years old.
8 years old?
Yeah. And even at that time, it felt inappropriate.
It feels weird.
Yeah. Because I know, here's the thing. I know gays say that they were born that way.
Yeah.
And maybe they were.
They probably were.
Or
I think that's
maybe
science.
Or I'm thinking maybe bubble baths made them that way. Just saying.
So you're saying when you were 8 years old, you were like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might have been what happened.
I didn't like it. I've never liked baths.
Yeah. I could have went one way and I was just like, no! I like girls.
Wiener's not my thing.
Yeah.
I got you.
Only so many goddamn bubble baths a guy can take. Can you imagine the overhaul Bruce Jenner's gone through, like in reference to his clothes?
Yeah.
From the smallest of things.
Yeah.
He has a panty drawer now. Are we recognizing that?
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder where it is. Like, is it the top drawer underneath the TV, like the rest of women?
100%. Yeah, top drawer where he keeps his vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he keeps his vibrator.
100%.
He probably has one.
Yeah, he definitely has one.
Yeah. I wonder what he's gonna do with all his slacks.
Don't need them.
Ellen sent it. Yeah. Nope. Ellen DeGeneres sent a text like, dibs. Nope. Yes. Absolutely.
100%, yeah.
Do you think he gossips on the phone late at night?
Yeah.
You
with
know
his,
about...
With his feet up in the air and yeah. about his belly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. While writing in his diary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With his clear pink phone.
Yeah. I wonder what his thoughts are on the WNBA and like the mediocrity that is often referred to as women's sports.
He probably thinks they have great fundamentals.
Uh huh.
And just because they can't dunk, they try very hard.
Yeah.
And they can dribble really good.
So he has such an appreciation for women.
100%.
So much.
Go that Mercury. He wants to
become one. Yeah. Here's the thing. If he's going to really appreciate women like he says that he does and become one.
Yeah.
He might as well go all the way and just fully fucking change. If he's gonna fully change, is what I'm saying. He needs to go ahead and just play shooting guard for the Phoenix Mercury or some shit.
We have so many good shooting
guards. I'm 100% watching the WNBA. Bruce Jenner is a goddamn woman guard.
He will dominate.
You think so?
I bet he can dunk now.
At 65, he probably would, because women are stupid athletes.
They shoot from their chest. It's fine, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a woman shoot a basketball.
Yeah.
And they all suck.
It all looks like Sean Marion, except shorter.
Yeah, if you were like, hey, Scott, Ski Ray, you got Shaquille O'Neal to make this last free throw, or Diana Taurasi. Shaquille O'Neal.
Are you taking Shaq? I'm taking Diana Taurasi.
No.
They can shoot.
Don't believe it.
Shaq and dunk.
You know what I think about Diana Taurasi?
What?
If we were playing park basketball right now,
yes.
I'm betting $100 on myself to beat that bitch tonight.
You think you'd beat Diana Taurasi?
100%.
I'm going to make this happen.
Anyone that menstruates is not beating me in basketball.
They're beating you.
No, they're not.
I'm positive they're beating you.
No, they're not.
I need to make this happen.
They bleed too much. They just don't have the iron to withlast. If we was playing a three, maybe.
Are you saying they're all anemic? All WNBA players are anemic.
It's just not happening. If Bruce Jenner played in the WNBA,
yeah.
Never mind what you think about me and my athletic talents.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner would be the Anthony Davis of the WNBA.
Unibrow.
Alright.
Okay.
Do you think that he wakes up in the morning with like a cup of Joe and watches The View and says like, oh my god, I can't even, and like does Pinterest and says like, that's totes cray. And like,
cray cray.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Jenner, he needs to go ahead and pop that pussy for a real nigga.
You want to see a Bruce Jenner twerk video.
I wonder who he'll date. Because here's the thing, his options are extremely limited.
No, it's gonna be big time.
Isn't he like 6'7"?
Yeah, he's No, he's like 6'2".
But he's dating women.
6'3".
Is he?
Yeah.
He's just saying that shit.
No, he's...
No, he said he's
a lesbian gay?
Women.
He's a lesbian gay. He has to be a lesbian.
He's a straight lesbian
gay.
Yeah,
he says he's heterosexual. So he only likes women.
So he's a lesbian gay straight.
Lesbian gay straight.
Yeah. He's too tall. I feel like for him...
I'm so confused. Wouldn't he just be lesbian?
Right. It makes no sense.
Why is it... Was lesbian
Because he's really
gay?
Straight. Because he's really a man.
We're going to have to text him about this.
Well, it becomes woman. Because woman is lesbian.
Ask him.
Yeah, we didn't talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's get
him on the phone.
I'm going to get Diana Taurasi so she can play him basketball and then, you know, we'll figure
Well,
out
I feel
out.
Like for Bruce Jenner, it's either fucking a starting power forward for the Chicago Bulls or bust.
Right.
That's how tall he is.
That makes sense.
I dated a tall chick once.
Yeah.
And it sucked ass. We couldn't have dinner in public, you know what I mean, without me feeling like a child.
Right.
It didn't matter what or where we ate. Mm-hmm. If it was with her, it felt like I was eating graham crackers and fucking chocolate milk. You know what I mean? And just very childish.
Sure.
Did you do graham crackers and chocolate milk or just me?
Just graham crackers.
Just graham crackers? All right.
I like graham crackers.
Is it not a thing that every guy wants a chick that's into sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think, yeah.
So, basically, Bruce Jenner is every man's dream girl.
He was in sports. I don't know if that would make him a dream girl.
Could you imagine being on a date with a chick and you saying, so, you like sports, huh? No shit, me too. Well, guess what, motherfucker? I used to be the male athlete of the year.
I was the fucking man. Right. Literally.
Right.
Hey, fucking man.
I want him to get married and have a wedding so bad. Just because, like, his son Brody.
Yeah.
Like, even before the wedding, he has his bros over.
Right.
You know, the first intro was going to be super weird.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, this is my dad, Brenda. And, you know what I mean?
This is my man.
There's just so many things that you have to question. At that point, when your dad becomes a woman, do you open the door for your dad?
Yeah. Probably.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well,
Bruce, watch out now.
Watch out, that's a great question.
Bruce Jenner is still bigger than Brody, though. So I think he'll always be.
What if Bruce Jenner becomes cold? Does Brody give him his jacket?
Yeah.
Also, take this one in.
Well, here's a better question.
Okay.
If your mom gets cold, is she getting your jacket?
No.
Exactly. So, no, he's not getting the fucking jacket from Brody. Okay.
Hear about this one, though. Take this shit in. Sexting, that's got to be fucking crazy with Bruce on the loose.
100%.
You know, chicks text him, what are you wearing? And he replies with black lace and leopard print panties. He's got to be so popular on Snapchat.
I would imagine he's very unpopular on Snapchat.
Yeah.
He's so ugly.
He's going to show chick bush, but for only 8 seconds, though. Or is it 6 seconds on Snapchat?
I think it's like 9.
It's 10?
9 to 10, yeah.
For 10 seconds, you're getting Jenner Bush.
Jenner Bush.
And you just have to wonder, is this Kylie, Kendall, or Bruce? Got 8 seconds to figure it out.
It's Bruce. I would imagine the other ones don't have hair.
Don't guess wrong.
That's very true. Yeah. The other ones are probably bare naked.
Yeah.
I like hair, though. We all know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you like the bush.
Hair
the
is
bush.
Good.
So you like Bruce.
I like the... I just like it wild. It just feels like it's so, like, ferocious and, like, unadulterated.
Like,
is
clean.
That a word? Yeah. Unadulterated?
That's a word. Yeah. If it's not a word, it's a word now.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like Mike Tyson in round 3 when he knocked someone the fuck out.
Right. Well, he had to.
The woman after in his marriage. That's what unadulterated
domestic
sounds like. Ray Rice. Right.
Ray.
Mayweather.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah. So many.
What I want to know about this whole situation and him becoming a woman, what if this was an elaborate scheme just to get Kim and Khloe to be comfortable changing around him? You know, because chicks are extremely comfortable, you know, butt asshole naked
around
each other.
Yeah.
They poke each other in the tits. You know, they giggle and eat bananas and shit.
They
in
eat
the
bananas?
Nude. Yeah. They eat bananas whole. They they don't even bite them. They swallow them.
So many
fucking Chiquita banana,
yeah,
bitch.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Goddamn gorilla.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you Bruce Jenner is now gluten-free.
Yeah.
And orders venti fraps.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, Pootie Tang, if you had one bit of advice for the old bruiser before he fully converts to a woman,
right,
what would it be?
He's standing up still.
Be standing up still?
Yep.
Yeah?
Do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Squat or something. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. If I had some advice for the old bruiser,
yeah,
it would be bros before toes? Does that still apply? Hey, I'm Ron Burgundy? Who fucking knows?
Nobody knows.
Let's end it on that shit.
Let's end it.
This was a good
Happy
Bruce
Father's
on the
Day,
loose.
Caitlin.
Goodbye, Bruce Jenner, Father's Caitlin Day episode. Jenner. Follow us on Instagram.
Official DB.
What? There's a bunch of them.
I coughed. I'm sorry. Official DB.
Instagram is official DB.
Official DB for Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
What about Facebook?
Oh, don't forget Vine.
What's Vine?
Official DB. On
Follow us on there. Yeah. We're a pretty big deal.
We're getting there too, yeah.
Yeah, people know us.
They do.
Yeah. What is, and then Facebook is just DB.
Just DB.
Follow
it's
us
very
there.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to say to everyone, even the over-dressing gay mothers, Happy Father's Day.
Overdressing gay mothers.
Yeah, the ones that wear like the gym shorts.
Happy Father's Day, Ellen.
Cornrows. Yep. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tennis shoes. Yep. You know what I mean?
So you think Ellen got Father's Day and Portia de Rossi got Mother's Day?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all of you.
Yeah.
Appreciate everyone listening.
Yep.
We just want to say goodbye, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
We salute you.
Yep.
Should we happen to see you, we're buying you a goddamn drink, you sexy bitch.
I'm 100% buying you a drink, and I'm trying.
Well, the only reason I'm buying him a drink is because that's probably the closest where I'm going to get to Kim K's. So.
Yep. Or any of them. I don't care.
Yeah.
Any of them.
Or we can just, like, take Northwest.
I know. Right.
And then, yeah.
Can't believe she's 18.
Not take her sexually. I meant, like, take her, like...
Right, yeah, me too.
Hey, to get her back, you're going to have to do something gay.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
do something gay. That's what he's saying. Kanye, I'm coming for you.
DB, see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Bye.
Ain't no need to hide it, I can see it in your eyes. Take me for a spin, why don't you take me for a ride? Cause baby, you know exactly what I like. I cannot deny it, I won't even try to lie. In that little black dress and those pretty red shoes, who can walk away, who can walk away from you? You make it so hard. You look the way you do. Who can walk away? Who can walk away from you?
Nobody makes frutistas anymore.
What is this, like, Wonderlust? What the fuck kind of tattoo is that? Oh, Disney Channel ass tattoo.
Is that really a Disney
No, Wonderlust was like about like heaven pounding.
I give a fuck what it's about. It sounds like a Disney Channel tattoo.
It's like
a pie tattoo.
It had to be. Wonderlust, that sounds good. Yeah.
Get that tatted on me forever.
Fuck. Yeah.
I don't even need it. Do you even need
it? Where's your Wonderlust? I know you have one too. Is that where it's at?
She.
I got a banana.
Yeah.
You got a banana?
She got one. Show him the banana.
That's a drunk tattoo for sure, for sure. That shit looks like a moon crescent.
That's what she wants it to be. So you made her feel good.
Damn, I just made her feel good. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes.
Wow. I just I'm fucking up. Alright.
This is what 18-year-old high laughter sounds
like. 18 high laughter sounds like. Fucking green card guy.
Jesus Christ. We've not told one joke yet.
Fucking just.
We're gonna be legit
smash
in a minute. Grand Canyon University. Did you enjoy your first year? Not at all? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Nothing. Well, I didn't enjoy it.
Abortions are expensive, right? So expensive. it's like $400.
I don't need to get an
abortion. Oh, you don't need to get one. You're gonna raise that baby, huh?
She's gonna raise it good.
Yeah. They got Similac. You don't even have to breastfeed no more.
WIC.
Yeah. I feel you.
No, I'm
doing birth control?
IU Dizzle?
You've been challenging it? Like, does this work?
Oh, she's been challenging it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You've been challenging it.
Got her on.
You and your boyfriend been actually round one. Fight. Remember when you said you didn't have a Tinder and I'm positive that you do?
Yeah, show it.
I cannot show it because that's not how Tinder works.
You have a Tinder.
That's not how Tinder works.
Tinder.
And what's funny is your doppelganger, whoever the fuck that was.
Doppelganger.
Her name was even Desiree. That's weird.
I don't have.
You absolutely have a Tinder.
I don't have a Tinder.
How often do you check it?
Like once a week, probably like just to see how many motherfuckers really try to get at her.
I don't.
Have you seen Lilo and Stitch? You look like Lilo.
That's an
insult.
Yeah, Lilo had some ass, so that's like a compliment that like you don't deserve is what's on this.